All right, that's just a small clip of what we'll be looking at in our small groups this week as we continue our series, I Love My Church, this week focusing on serving. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in your Bibles today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you're here and you don't have a Bible this morning, go ahead and lift up your hand, and one of our ushers will get a Bible to you this morning. If you do not have a Bible, this is our gift to you. We want to make sure that everybody that has a Bible. And if you just forgot your Bible today, you can just set it back on the table. Somebody else can use it next week. So go ahead and lift up your hand. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. It's actually page 821, so it's not 865. So sorry about that. 821 in that Bible that you've got right there. As we look at the subject of serving. Really have enjoyed this series so far. I hope that you have as well. Got a couple of neat stories this week about wearing shirts, you know, wearing your I Love My Church shirts around town and some of the conversations that it's generated with people. And you may have seen my Facebook post this week when I had to come here to the school to check on a couple of things and just happened to run into one of our kids that goes to school here but also comes to church here, and he had his I Love My Church wristband on. And he was like, PG, look! And I was like, way to be! And got his picture, and he was so excited, and he was like, I haven't taken it off once. Not even to shower. And his mom replied, I can attest to that. He has not taken it off one time. Super cool. So we're certainly grateful. And as we've said each week, we're grateful for all of the good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching churches in our community. We're not being exclusive when we say, I love my church. But what we're doing is we're celebrating the work that God is doing here. And we're celebrating the congregation that God has brought together and continues to build here at Adventure Church of Yuba City. So thank you for being a part of this series and coming out this morning. And really excited as we unpack what it means to be serving in love. Last week we looked at community and family and the importance of what that is. And if you missed any of those messages, you can catch them on our website or on our church app that we have. And there's some information in your bulletin about that. But this morning, serving in love. So superheroes, all right, superheroes, superpowers. What were some of your favorite superheroes perhaps growing up? So in my little Facebook preview last night, we bragged our Captain America. So Captain America is mine, so I brought my Captain America in today. And if you go home thinking, oh, Pastor Greg brought his toys to church today, I cannot even believe that, you would be mistaken. Because this is not a toy, this is an adult collectible. It says so right on the box. It is not a toy. It's not even an action figure. It is an adult collectible. All right. But I love Captain America. I just love, patriotism. And if you saw the movie The Avengers, there's a line in there. And, they're talking about Thor. And it's like, boy, these guys are like gods. And Captain America is like, there's only one God, ma'am, and I don't think he looks like that. And I'm like, preach, in the theater. I'm like, preach, yeah, Captain America. And I'm looking around like, who's that strange guy, all right? So I don't know who some of your favorite, superheroes were, maybe, Superman or Spider-Man or, some of these that are listed up here. But superheroes are fun, and he's going to fall over. Superheroes are fun, and regardless of what you think about superheroes and superpowers and those kinds of things, it is a multi-billion dollar business in today's world, in today's society, talking about all that is involved in these superheroes. Definition of a superhero in Webster says, a fictional hero having extraordinary or superhuman powers, an exceptionally skillful or successful person. Having superpowers is one thing, but putting those things into action within a certain context is something else entirely. I love this quote, and it may seem a little bit harsh, but to go and throw that quote up on the screen for us. Any Christian who is not a hero is a pig. Now, that's not a quote for me. That's a quote from an author by the name of Leon Bloy. Okay, Leon Bloy said, any Christian who is not a hero is a pig. Not sure that's pretty harsh. But the idea basically is we have been gifted by God to make a difference in the world in which we live. We have not been saved to just sit and hang out and relax. We have been saved to serve. To serve. We've not been saved to sit. We've been saved to serve. And God has given us, God has enabled us through His Spirit, He has given us the ability to do just that. Now, in your bulletin, there is a there's an outline there for you. So if you want to follow along with us this morning and fill in those blanks, please feel free to do so. But we want to talk this morning about the subject of spiritual gifts, superpowers, being a part of a superpower team, and what that means for us in our context here in the Yuba Sutter community. Okay, number one. You have superpowers, spiritual gifts. Okay, very simply. Okay, you have superpowers, spiritual gifts. Now, we talked about this a little bit in our Unleashing Hope series, you know, last fall. So some of this may sound a little repetitive. I don't want it to be for those of you that went through the series, but that's where we're at this morning, and so I want to make sure we get this out there. Okay, so you have superpowers, spiritual gifts. Okay, what is a spiritual gift? Okay, going into the next slide. Oh, let's do the verse first. Let's do the verse first, all right? Let's read it together, as we've been doing for this series. I love this, reading scripture aloud together. So I'll say the reference, and then let's all read the verse together in unison, okay? Here we go. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 7. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. What's that word you see over and over again? Varieties. Varieties of gifts. Varieties of service. Varieties of activities. But then what's the other word that you see? But the same Spirit. The same Lord. The same God. Everybody has been gifted, and your gift is different from my gift, and my gift is different from your gift, and your gift is different from the people that are sitting around you this morning. But we have all been given a gift. If you're here and you've accepted Jesus as personal Savior, the Holy Spirit dwells within you, and you have been empowered by His Spirit very specifically in an area of gifting to serve other people. So, what is a spiritual gift? Here's a definition. A Holy Spirit-empowered ability that is given to serve others. A Holy Spirit-empowered ability that is given to serve others. This is different than a talent. There are natural talents. There are talents that you are born with. You know, some of us, some of us can do certain things based on just how we were born. There are some of you that can throw a baseball better than others. There's some of you that can shoot a basketball better than others. There's some of you that can, you know, play an instrument better than others. And those types of things, talents that we've been given. But a spiritual gift is a Holy Spirit-empowered ability with the sole purpose of serving other people. It's not there for you. It's there for others. But notice that part. Varieties of gifts. Varieties of activities, varieties of service, but the same Lord. Now, it's not an exhaustive list, and we've talked about these before, and we're going to put these up on our Facebook page when we talk about the testing a little bit later on. But thinking about some of the things that God has empowered His people to do as relates to leadership, mercy, service, teaching, administration, discernment, faith, helps, knowledge, wisdom. All these different spiritual gifts that God has given, and they're given to each and every one of us who have called upon Jesus to be our personal Savior. So a couple things to remember, all right, about spiritual gifts. Number one, God is the one who picked yours. God is the one who picked yours. Say, PG, I don't like my spiritual gift. Well, you have to go to Him, all right? He's the one that assigned you the spiritual gift that you were to be given. God is the one who empowers us. Romans 12, 6 says, we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. We didn't apply, request, campaign, petition, or do a Kickstarter to get these gifts going. God, in His infinite wisdom, love, care, and power, knew exactly which gifts you needed and which gifts were best suited for you. So don't waste time being jealous of someone else's gifts when you should be spending time developing your own. Check that. Easy to fall into that trap. We look at what other people can do. We look at how other people are wired. We look at how other people are gifted. Man, I wish I had that gift. I wish that was something that characterized my life. Don't spend your time thinking about what God has given other people. Spend the time developing the gifts that God has given to you. Okay, and then the other thing, it's a Spirit-empowered gift, right? It's a Holy Spirit-empowered gift. Man, this is, I really dig this. I can really see, you know, God has really gifted me here. And there may be other areas where you're like, oh man, I'm all thumbs. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't feel comfortable. Experiment in serving. Get involved in some way in a very specific ministry for a month or two. After that time, ask yourself how it's going. Ask the leader how it's going. If you're both ecstatic about what you've been able to do, then you've been might be doing what your gifting is. But you might feel that's not your area, so you move on to something else. See, the problem oftentimes in our Christian lives is we're just sitting around. And God doesn't want us sitting around. So get busy. Okay? So take a test. Kind of an objective way of observing some things about your life and your temperament and your attitudes about things. But number two, experiment in serving. Number three, ask other people. Ask others. Ask your friends. Ask the people that you know. Ask your spouse. Ask your children. Ask your parents. Hey, how do you think I might be gifted? What do you think, you know, God may have supernaturally given me to serve other people? What are some things that you notice and observe in my life that might be helpful? Ask them these specific questions. When you hear the different spiritual gifts, which ones come to mind when you think of me? What am I doing when you see Jesus in me or coming out of me? How is it that I make this community better? And remember, this isn't to give you a big head. You're not like fishing for compliments. Like, tell me how wonderful I am. Let's take a couple minutes after lunch this morning and tell me how wonderful I am, okay? Because again, it's not about us. It's about how God's empowered us and placed this upon us so that we might serve other people, all right? And then the last one, check your energy level, okay? Check your energy level. As you try different serving opportunities, ask yourself how you're feeling. If you're tired, dreading going to the serving opportunity, or not feeling a lot of passion, then whatever you're doing probably isn't what you're gifted in. Okay, maybe it's not the right place. Maybe it's the wrong context, the wrong situation. Okay, check your energy level. You look forward to it. You're excited about it. You can't wait to get back to that group or to those people or to that circumstance where you can express those gifts. That might be an indicator that you're in the right place. Whatever your gifts are, they were supernaturally given to you by God. They're something you are empowered by the Spirit to do, not for your own gain, but for the benefit of others. You have a superpower in the church, but you are not alone. And that brings us to number two. You have a superpower team, the church. You have a superpower team, the church. We're all together, and I'm not going to repeat last week's message on community, but we're all together. We're all in common. We're this family that God has brought together to work through those spiritual giftings together. You know, the thing that I love about the movie The Avengers, it's not just one person. It's not just one character. It's all of them coming together. They couldn't meet the specific needs of Earth alone. They needed one another. And that's God's plan for you and for me. We're not made to go it alone. We're not made to go it alone. Stop trying to go it alone. You need us and we need you. And we corporately work out these gifts together to serve both in our church and in our community. I turn over to Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. Kind of complements what we saw in 1 Corinthians 12. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Okay, so don't get a big head. Don't, hey, check me out. Look at the gifting I've been given. Woo! Not about that. But to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Again, you've got that God is given. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. You and I need one another. And that's one of the things that may be hard to grasp, but we need to allow God to speak to us as we go through this. So a couple of things to think about. Number one, your gift was not given to you for you. Your gift was not given to you for you. The Bible teaches that spiritual gifts were given to us for others, for the common good, to help others, to serve others, to benefit others, not for you and for your enjoyment, but for other people. And Romans 12 is going to clarify that we purposefully and specifically by design don't all function the same way with our gifting. We have different giftings because we need one another. Notice what it says there. It's not that we are members of just this body and members of this church. The Bible says in verse 5, and individually members one of another. We are members of each other. Again, bringing that commonality, that family into focus that we talked about last week. Your gifts aren't yours. Your gifts are mine. And my gifts are yours. And we serve and work together in harmony because that's how God has gifted us to be. God made the DNA of this church to be supernaturally infused with all of these gifts. This is everyone that we're talking about. It's not just the pastor. It's not just the youth pastor. It's not the members of the band. And if you're in this room, it applies to you. God has brought us together for a reason. God has brought us together for a purpose. And it's not just to sit. It is to serve. Couple things relating to humility and responsibility. That's a very humbling thing, right? It's very humbling that God would bestow upon us anything. I mean, here we've already been bestowed the grace of God, sending his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, that by trusting in him solely, we can have eternity in heaven and abundant life on earth with a family of faith. That wasn't enough. He bestows upon us gifting, empowering us to be able to serve within the context of the church and our community. It's a very humbling thing. Don't walk out of here puffed up. Don't walk out of here with a big head. Walk out of here saying, God, thank you. Thank you for your gifting. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your love for me. But then also responsibility, because God knew someone else would need our help. Would need to experience God working through our gifts to minister to them. That's a tremendous responsibility. And I'll probably touch on this again a little bit later. But the people around you need the gift that God has given to you. It's not just something for you to have and to shine and put up on a shelf and look, I have this wonderful gift I've been given by God. God brought you to this church, God brought you to this place, God brought you to this community because this church needs what you have. We have a responsibility to one another. We have a responsibility. You know, I wonder why God has drawn me to this church. Why has God drawn me to Adventure Church? Why has God drawn me to this family, to this community? It's because you have a gift that this family needs. There is something that needs to happen in this church that you are the one God is waiting for to step up. That's powerful. Great responsibility that we have to consider when we think about what God is asking us to do. Okay, but then thirdly and lastly, the superpower team has a community in need. You know, one of the great things about the superhero stories, you know, of past and present is they're always within a certain context, right? You know, you've got Superman and he's at Metropolis, and you've got Batman and he's in Gotham, and you've got Spider-Man and he's in New York City. And there's like this, there's this context that they're in. They're not just kind of like wherever. They're in a certain place with a certain community meeting certain needs. And it's no different in the church, because God put us here. God put us in this community, and we recognize our role in serving the community that God has placed us in. This church needs you, but this community needs this church. And we have to be an active participant in helping serve the community in which God has placed us in. So let's start just internally first, okay? So we have a children's ministry. We've got kids. And we love our kids. You know, I look forward to first Sunday of the month, these Sundays in between. The first Sunday of the month, we invite all the kids to come in and worship with the parents. And then we invite them all up here to the front, and I pray over them, and they head out to kids' church. And I just love that. I love all the kids. And you know, I serve with children for several years. I love the kids. I love their smiles. I love their energy. We love them. And we've got a great team of people working with the Cole right now. But of the four teachers that were supposed to work today, three of them called in sick, you know, because it's just that kind of deal that's going on around here, okay? Say, I don't know if I have a need. We have needs in children's ministry. If that's a place where you think God might have you serve, I want you to pull out your connection card. That's why I want you to hang on your connection card. I want you to check that box that says children's ministry, okay? And we'll get in touch with you about what that means, serving one Sunday a month, we had someone whose schedule changed, and so he was serving two Sundays a month, and so he had to back away. So we've got an open spot right now for either one person to serve two Sundays a month or two people to serve one Sunday a month. Maybe that's you. I'm talking to you right now, and God is like, you know, tapping you on the shoulder. That's you. You need to check that out. Because that's how I've gifted you, is to work with kids and to have that kind of a ministry. Okay, youth ministry, Regenerate.
Regenerate.
Yeah, whenever I say it, I just wait for it now. Okay, Regenerate. Okay, great opportunity with these teenagers. They're here every Sunday night from 6 to 8 or so, right? Yeah, about 6 to 8 o'clock, right here at Riverbend School. And they don't need my help. Sure they do. Come on out. Come on, hang out with these kids, man. This is a generation. And we love our teenagers. We love what God is doing with our teenagers. But as our group grows, we've got this 6th through 12th. I mean, it'd be great. I know Brian and I have talked about this. It'd be great to have a junior high track and a high school track. And we've got some college-age kids now. And that takes more leaders. That takes more people. So maybe you're like, hey, I'd like to help with youth group. I'd like to help with Regenerate. Mark that on your card, youth ministry. All right? We'll get in touch with you. Here's the His Joy. Here's the His Joy group, which kind of doesn't exist anymore now. So we just had a meeting. We just had a meeting on Friday night. We had our monthly potluck. And we're going to kind of change the focus a little bit of that ministry and change it from kind of an identity model, which is related to age, to more of a ministry model, which is like how it will be acting within the church. And what that group is going to do, continue to meet socially and continue to have, you know, potlucks and stuff. But they've really got a heart to help connect people within the church. And so there's nothing like this on your card, but we're kind of calling it either Connections Ministry or Community Builders, or we're trying to come up with some name. That doesn't necessarily mean senior adults. It could be anybody in the church. It could be transgenerational. But if you'd like to be a part of helping other people in the church connect with other people in the church, put Connections on your card. And we'll talk to you about that and what that means. And we're probably at first going to like host some dinners. We're going to host some dinners where this group would like provide all the food, and we'll invite 2-3 families in the church that you know, we think maybe are either new to the church or kind of disconnected, and get people connected, because that's what we want to see happening here in our church. We want people to be connected, not just to the service on Sunday morning, but connected to each other. And so I'm super excited about this group and this ministry and what God is going to do with it here in 2015. So those are just a few things. There's media ministry there in the back. They're always looking for help. Ushers, greeters, people at the welcome table, hospitality. There's all sorts of areas. Prayer team. Oh, man, give us some folks who just say, Pastor Greg, I will pray and follow up with people. That's what that prayer team is. We've never really been able to get it off the ground. And I would love to see that happen. Has God gifted you in the area of prayer? Has God gifted you in the area of being able to follow up with people and write cards and do things of that nature? Mark that on your card. Okay, so plenty of opportunities within the church to get involved in. There are needs within the church, and we'd love to have your help, okay? But also outside of the church. We can't just be internal. We want our focus to be external. We want our focus to be outward. And so what are some things that we can do? So a few weeks ago, we mentioned this new initiative called Be the Church, Reach the City. Be the Church, Reach the City. And this is something that I've been thinking about for a long time and have always wanted to do. And I've been in ministry now for 20 years and never have done it. And now is the time. Now is the time. We're ready for something like this. And so basically what this is on March the 15th, we're going to gather for breakfast, we're going to gather for prayer, and then we're going to go out. We're not going to have service that day, we're not going to go to church, we're going to be the church. Church has left the building. And so we've been working on, we've had a team of people in the church, and I thank you, all of you that have helped be a part of this, working on various projects that we can be involved in out in our community to help serve our community. And I hope that this will be something that you get excited about and plan to get involved in. And now let me say something else really quick. This is also not going to be, by the grace of God, just a one-hit wonder thing, okay? I want this to be a part of the DNA of our church. So I don't know if that means once a quarter. I don't know if that means twice a year. I don't know what it means. At this point, we haven't even done it once. So let's do it once, and let's learn the lessons of the first time. But, you know, we talk about feeding the homeless. Like, oh, don't we feel so good about ourselves? We went and fed the homeless for one Sunday. Okay, now praise God for the one Sunday. But again, it's not about us. It's not about like saying how wonderful we are because we went one Sunday. No, we need to be seriously asking ourselves, what is God calling us to do to help minister to the needs of the homeless in our community? 12 months a year, right? Does everybody see where I'm going? Okay, so I want to make sure I'm clear on that. So there in the back, you came in, there's all these signups, and there's even pens, okay? So there's a signup. So there's all these different projects. So let me go through them really quick, okay? I'm not going in any particular order. So one of the projects is Child Care at Church, okay? There are some of our families, we've got a lot of young families, they've got smaller children, preschool-age children, infant, toddler children, and they're just not going to be comfortable maybe taking those children out, okay? So we want to provide, if you want to, that's great. That's totally your call, moms and dads. We've got a almost nine-year-old, and she's going with us. But, you know, it's totally your call. But for those of you that have younger children and you'd like to do something that may not be age-appropriate for them, we're going to be providing some child care for them. And just so you know, even those kids that stick around, Nicole's got some great ideas, they're going to be doing something. They're going to be writing letters to our military or doing handprints, and she's got all sorts of great ideas. Okay, so they're not just going to be sitting and playing and just waiting for mom and dad to come and pick them up. They're going to be involved in some kind of project, okay? So we're not asking you just to do babysitting for 2 hours, okay? There will be something happening that's part of the initiative that day. So if you're here, like, I'd be willing to help with childcare at the church with the little ones, sign up, okay, for that project. Park cleanups. We've got basically three different, North, South, and Central Yuba City. We've got two parks in each one. And basically, we're just going to clean the parks. So we're going to, you know, take garbage bags and do all we can to spruce up the parks around town. So very low impact, but I think it'll be a real blessing to our community. Ellis Lake cleanup. How many of you have been around Ellis Lake? Man, it needs some work. It always needs work, okay? So we're going to send a group out to Ellis Lake. And if it's dead, you can leave it, okay? You can leave it if it's dead, but if it's not dead and you can reach it, pick it up, okay? So we're going to have a team go out to Ellis Lake for cleanup. Here at River Bend, they've got some gardening. They've got a lot of these planter boxes out here in the back, and there's no plants in the planter boxes. And so they'd like some plants, and so if you're good with gardening and would like to help with that, that's in the back. Yuba City High School, man, they're super excited about having us come. They've got a whole bunch of different projects, some painting projects, and also some gardening projects. And so if you like either painting or gardening, there's two different projects back there that you can sign up for. And there's going to have donuts. Mr. Ramirez is going to have donuts, so not everybody's going to volunteer for those. Gray Avenue School has got some gardening and some painting jobs. So Gray Avenue School, so there's a couple there in the back. Barry School has got some painting things. It says there on the back, it's like there's like a mural, and the mural like has to be finished. Yes, it's drawn, but it needs to be painted. Yeah, so we're not asking you to, like, I can't paint a mural. Like, that's not what I can do. But you need to paint the mural that's already been put up there and some other mending and things. So Barry School, feeding the homeless. So we're going down to the river bottoms. And so part of that team is going to be preparing the meals. So we'll have breakfast, we'll pray. The groups will go out. That group will stick around for probably the first 30, 45 minutes, just preparing the meals for the homeless. And so a group is going to go down to the river bottoms, take care of that. Nursing home service. We'd love to have some folks who enjoy singing and interacting with the elderly. And we'd love, that'd be a great opportunity for families with young children. Because in all my experience, I've done a lot of nursing home work through the years. They love seeing children. And so if you'd like to be interested in that, there's a nursing home service opportunity. Airport cleanup. Tumbleweed. Oh, he had to leave. So Joe's he's the man. I forget his title now, but he's the guy for the Sutter County Airport, and they've got tumbleweeds, and they want to get rid of those. So there's some airport cleanup jobs. Shed construction. So this is a job for those. So I'm not going to be on this team. Okay. So those of you like working with tools, hammers, saws. You know, they've got the Yuba City Skilled Nursing Center has got a shed. So they've got like all the pieces they need to put together, okay? So if you're handy and you like that kind of construction work, there's a job back there for you. And then the last one is the neighborhood needs. And did we get those in the bulletin? Are those papers in the bulletin again this week? Those neighborhood needs? Okay, we handled those out last week too. I don't know if any came back this Sunday. But that is for your neighborhood. Okay, so talk to your neighbors. What, you know, and we're collecting dump passes. I know I've got a few coming in today, so if you've got a dump pass you're not using, if you've got people, and again, this is not a, hey, we're doing a neighborhood cleanup, and we noticed your yard could really use it, so our church would really love to help you with that. Okay, don't be that way, okay? But seriously, if you've got some people in your community and they could benefit from the help of either hauling away some trash or doing some light landscaping work in yards, that's our opportunity. So we don't know what that is yet, so we're going to kind of compile the list. And so we need the person's name, their phone number, and the job so we can touch base with them about what that's going to be. So let me encourage you, talk to your neighbors, find out what's happening in your community, on your block, in your cul-de-sac. What are some things that we can do to help people around us? Okay, so those are the jobs. Now, it's a month from today. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done, but the sign-ups start today. One final thing, because we're going to talk about supplies, and we're going to talk about different things that we're going to need brought in that morning, you know, like plants and tools and paint and food for the homeless and things of that nature. But what we're going to need in each one of these projects is at least someone who can be kind of the point person, kind of the contact person, okay? So if you feel like you'd be willing to, in one of those projects, because I can't be, you know, that's 16 projects. I can't be in 16 different places. Our staff can't be in 16 different places. Our leadership team can't be in 16 different places. We need at least one person, if not two, to be like, okay, I'll kind of, you know, take charge and, you know, I'll provide some leadership. If you'd be willing to do that, next to your name, put a little star. Okay, and we'll contact you. That's not going to commit you. It's just going to indicate that you're interested, and I'll talk with you more personally. So we want to make sure that one person, we have someone in Belinda who does our hospitality. She's going to handle the feeding the homeless on Sunday mornings. We've got that one covered. But all the rest, Nicole obviously is taking care of the child care here at the church. But all the rest, we need point people. So if you feel like God would have you do that, you know, just put a little star by your name, and we'll touch base with you, and we'll talk more about it here in this next month, okay? Whew, I feel like I gotta catch my breath. That was a lot, okay? Super excited about this, but this is what we need to be about. Because God has brought us together. He's brought all these spiritual gifts together. He's brought them all together in the context of a church to help minister to people both within our congregation and out in our community. So how are you going to get involved? What are you going to do? How are you going to allow God to use you to meet the needs of those around us? I'm going to close with this. I was sent a, I was talking to, well, it was last night. We went out for Valentine's Day last night, and we went with Tracy and I went with Joshua and Kelsey, and I was just sharing a little bit about what we were going to be talking about today, and talking about, you know, the Thor and Captain America, and they were like, "What is that?" You know, like, I don't get it. So I kind of share with them a little bit about how, you know, the superpowers, and we've been given gifting, and it's within the context to help other people. And Kelsey goes, "Oh, did you see Amber's post?" Her sister. And I said, "No, I didn't see her post. What was it?" So she had saved it. She took a screen capture of it, and she sent it to me. And this is what she said. I can't remember, but it's just this last week. This is her post. She's up in Washington. She says, "My day has been made. I'm working in Costco as a vendor for a sports company, and our booth is next to a bunch of couches. There was a 6-year-old boy doing those flips to land on the couch. I asked him how he did that. His response was, 6 years old, 'It's my power.' I asked him how he got that power. His reply was, 'Well, do you go to church?' I thought it was an odd question coming from such a young boy, but I replied, 'Yes, I do. Why?' He said, 'Well, then you have the power too. God gave everyone who follows him the power to do that and more.'" 6 years old! I stood there stunned at what he said and watched as he ran happily after his parents. I realized that boy knows more about the powers God gives us than anyone I have met here in this state. He gave us what we have to build a better relationship with him, to be better than we were yesterday. I can happily say that I have faith that God touches those who follow him in ways we can't imagine. And no matter what, we can all be more like the little boy who has shown me that if we trust God, then we too will have the power to do what we can and want in life according to his will and grace." Amen? Yeah, give it up. Give it up. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. God's given us this gifting. He's given it to us within the context of this community, where in humility and responsibility we own this relationship, this community together, and he's given it to us within the context of this community. What are we going to do? How are we going to demonstrate? God has given it to us. We have not been saved to sit. We have been saved to serve. So let's be that kind of church. Let's be that kind of church. Let's get busy. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much for this time this morning. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your gifting in our lives. It's different for every person in this room. There are people that have gifts in this room that I can't even imagine. And you've brought us to this place for a reason. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to exercise, to develop those gifts, and then exercise those gifts for the benefit of others. There are people around us that are depending on us using our gifts. Lord, may we walk out of here with the heart of a 6-year-old boy who said, "If you know God, you have that power too." I pray that that would convict us. I pray that that would challenge us. I pray that that would motivate us to make a difference in the lives of people around us this week, both within this church and within this community that you've called us to serve. Bless, I pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 Thank you so much for being here today.